I am Lou Schware. You are listening to Trippers Chat.
With Trev.
So, building our squad.
Yeah.
Squad.
Squad.
You see the way he was allowed to use synergy and you can't use roster.
Look, no. That's the difference between us, you know what I mean?
The difference is when you slag him, he doesn't stop talking. Whereas when Phil says something to Dave goes, well, what would you like me to say? I'm going, stick it up your bollocks.
Next question from Barry Carr. Barry's wondering about the situation some of us have found ourselves in the past. When an away ticket is not possible, how do you behave if you're sat with the home fans? Anyone have any stories on this?
I was at St. James's Park a few seasons ago and we had to sit in the home fans. It was the one where Rayner got sent off.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Newcastle fans had a fucking ball. Down in Henderson, they all played. They were shit. Carroll was a disgrace.
Enrique went to goal.
Yeah. Carroll dived. All he had to do was tap the ball in. Yeah. And he tried to dive instead. He got reefed off, and they cheered more for that than they did for the goals.
Jeez, they were horrible times.
Oh god, yeah. But the fella kind of, there was me and a few of my mates, but the fella to my right was a Newcastle fan. But he was fairly sound, but he copped on that we were Liverpool fans. And when Cisse scored the opener, he kind of grabbed me in the head, like, what are you fucking thinking of? He was fairly. But then, as the game went on, he was telling us, all the best places to go out at night and all, which was sound enough. But a couple of seats back, there was some absolute lunatics. Apparently, they were calling Downing a smoggy bastard. And one of my mates goes, why is he a smuggy bastard? Your man looks at him as if he's like 5 heads. He's from fucking Smugsville. Okay. And I mean, these fellas.
It didn't say that on Wikipedia.
who's your mate that paused to ask the question? Sorry, can I just ask you this?
Be crazy, Newcastle fan.
Why
would you be referring to him as a smuggy?
Leave the fucking lunatics alone.
Yeah. Don't poke the bear.
He just hit a horse last week.
we got out of there without any trouble, but I think that was more with Newcastle beating us. If we'd have won, I'm not sure that would have gone as nice.
You got to pick your battles. I mean, you don't want to pitch up a Millwall and start celebrating fucking goals going in.
But even
LIV.
There you go now.
Yeah, United are out of Coca-Cola Cup.
What's the score there?
4-0.
Oh, yes.
MK, I think James Gate beat them there.
They probably did, yeah, in a friendly a couple of months back, yeah.
Made him mind played against MK Dons a few weeks ago.
That's fantastic.
And he done the midfield that week. No bother. Nuts them. Now,
United are going to sign him. I'm going to have
44 million. Get on there, Louis.
Yeah, if you're listening, Gav Kenny, Louis Van Gaal is out.
Right, let's have a look at another few of these little topics that have been suggested by various people. The next one is from Paul Murray. Now, this is completely non-football related. And Paul wonders if you could go on any game show, past or present, which one would it be?
Mm. Well, it wouldn't be Jim Will Fix It.
Harsh.
Yeah.
That's strictly a game show.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
That's strictly a game show.
It was a game show to them.
Any suggestions?
I don't think you're going to talk about fucking hell.
Next one's from Carl. Carl's wondering, he said basically we all want Brendan Rodgers' new teeth. They are beautiful. What other manager's features would you nick if you could?
Mm-hmm. Jose Mourinho's flu. Apparently it's a monster. The longest in the shower, John.
I'm unaware of this. Unaware of this rumour. Any other manager's features? Managerial?
We don't even know who manages teams.
I don't know.
Track of mortgages.
Right, last one is from Liverpool Pride, and the question is, what's the best ointment for an itchy toe? That is the Lamisil.
We don't know what an itchy toe is.
I don't know what an itchy toe is.
Sourdough cream. It has to be sourdough cream. That's your answer to everything.
Yeah,
stick sourdough cream on it.
Stick sourdough cream on it.
That canister depends on where the itch is.
An itchy towel canister. Yeah. I don't know what canister is.
And we're done.
Disgusting.
Right, okay, I want you to bear with me here, because there's a little rant here. I want you to bear with me. I'm going to read it out. There is a question coming, so actually it's at the start and I'll come back to it at the end. This is from Doc on Twitter. He says basically this: what the fuck is Bovril, and which prick thought, let's make some crisps that taste like Bovril? It basically tastes of arse. It's like a hot mug of arse. It's arse-flavoured water, and people are drinking it. And no one bats an eyelid, mate. No one. It's on sale in supermarkets. Arse-flavoured powder on shelves. I was offered a jug of it yesterday. They may as well have said, would you like a taste of my balloon knot? I'm not having it, he says. Not anymore. It's gone on too long. I'm removing it from supermarkets from now on. And obviously, Doc's got some sort of falling down rant around his local Asda. But Molly, Bovril, where do you stand on it as a drink? Just a separate standalone drink.
I don't know what Bovril is. Is that like Marmite or something? Is it?
It's basically like oxtail soup.
I love oxtail soup. Yeah, oxtail soup is lovely.
Yeah.
Nice, and it's salty with a bit of, bread and butter dipped in. Yeah, yeah, I think I'll be okay.
Bovril's
one of those products. I don't know what it tastes like, because it's one of those that you just look at on the shelf and you just go, nah.
What do you consume, Paul? You don't, no tea, no coffee, no Bovril. What do you drink? Do you drink any hot drinks at all? Would you have a hot chocolate, would you?
No. Don't like hot drinks.
That's shite too, is it?
Yeah.
Bovril takes me back.
Soft drinks are nice.
What does Bovril take you back to?
Yeah, was Bovril in the house when I was growing up, all right?
Oh, yeah?
Because it was like, it was a
scoop. That explains a lot.
Yeah. It was a Scoopy jar. It wasn't in sachets, though.
A Scoopy jar?
Like, it was like a, it was like sort of a treacly type consistency that you put into the cup and you put the boiling water on top.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is it not powder?
No.
Doc is saying it's powder.
It could be powder now.
Maybe it is.
I'm talking about, this is going back.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. I thought it was like Marmite. It was like, this fancy stuff that you put in hot water, mix it up, and
yeah.
And would you have a cup of that now?
No,
you know,
not a fucking. And
when you were a young fella in the '60s,
when you trust your parents to give you stuff when
you do like, trust your parents
up to the age of 10,
yeah, yeah.
Then you don't trust them,
yeah. So here's the acid test. Would you give your child Bovril?
Not a fucking.
Yeah, there you go.
I would for a laugh now and get a picture of them and remind them when they're older talking about Bovril.
I've never tasted it, Bovril, or even smelled it, but I can just look at, the little jar of fucking malevolent, horrible stuff, and I just know you have a fair idea what it tastes like. Arse. And I have to say arse, yes. Probably.
This is one.
I am Lou Schwarre. You are listening to Trippers Chat.
Right, we're going to have a little chat about Santa. And
cunt.
Just in case the listeners didn't get that because you were off mic. So we're going to ask you about Santa wishes, and if you could have one Liverpool-related Santa wish, what would it be? So we'll go around the table and we'll see what people are going to suggest. Andy Young, what's your Santa wish?
I want an injury machine.
Go on.
So you can bring back storage, or whoever's out, you can bring them back.
Oh, so it can fix them as well as cost.
Yeah,
them.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And it can put green and a red.
And it can put players out. And I mean, you can choose how long. So you give Johnson a career.
I love this. And not like a special button combination could be finish him. It's a career ending injury.
You get to choose the injury and everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Johnson, it has to be a painful one. it also, it could get players back. So, we sit around here every week and we discuss players like you want to come in and they just never seem to come in. So, you injure as many players as possible until, Chan comes in.
it is a fan control thing.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying.
Well, no, controlled by me. Not just Andy.
Just
it's my wish. Fuck off with your own wish. So, I'd probably give Gerard a little niggly one for a couple of weeks. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get Chan in there. Lucas, a couple of months. You know what I mean? Then you don't have to worry about players getting playing too many games.
Yeah.
Because if they pick up a knock, you just fix them.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. It's a worry. Go on, Paul Brennan. Your Santa wish, what would it be?
Yeah, just I just wanted Emre Can to play a bit. I didn't want to kill anyone doing it.
just we canceled.
That was it. It was nothing as elaborate as Andy's. Just like fucking play him like he's an absolute animal.
Yeah.
That was just. I didn't come up with any fucking Dr. Robotnik schemes or anything. Yeah, just play Emre Can, basically. Yeah, that's my wish.
Okay, lovely. I'm really liking this one. This is from at Coolatron. And he says, this is an abridged version. You work at a bakery. There's an explosion in the nuclear oven because there's a nuclear oven in the bakery. Your DNA is fused with the bread in the oven. What bread would you want to be fused with? And what would be your nuclear super bread power as a result? I may be paraphrasing at Coolatron there. Apologies if I am.
You want to be a bachelor, surely. That's the daddy.
What's your superpower though?
Yeah.
I don't know. Your superpower has to be something to do with the heel or something. Isn't that your protective shield? They've never seen a heel on a bachelor. There's no messing with that bad boy. It's about 2 inches.
The opposite of an Achilles heel. This is fucking brilliant.
Your back heel.
A back heel. You're going somewhere with this, lad.
No, there we are. Polar rocks.
You wouldn't be able to move very quick if you're a bachelor. Because it's very heavy, doesn't it? Weigh like about a brick.
What are you trying to say?
Actually, you know what? That's what's happened. That's what's actually happened, Skerrel. He was asked that question. He wanted to be a batch loaf.
Where are you going with this?
Actually, Dave, no, you want
just,
to
know.
You
Skerrel, want to... Skerrel is just a batch loaf at the back, isn't he?
He's just a batch loaf.
Like, actually, if you put a batch loaf in fucking goal, he'd probably do a better job.
Batch Jones.
Get on that next time.
We'll try that on Monday.
Let's try it on Monday. Okay. Steve-O, biscuit question for you. Patrick wants to know, which are the best biscuits to accompany tea?
Well, this is a question. Whether we're going to go, what's the tastiest biscuit?
It's like
biscuit?
Having used to it.
Oh.
Jesus.
I'm just going to go for a shite. You should be finished by then. Dave, do you want to join me?
Come on, Steve-O, best biscuit.
Chocolate Kimberley.
There you go. Chocolate Kimberley. What would you go for with tea, Dave?
I don't drink tea, by the way.
Just for the record.
Yeah, I drink some Smirnoff Ice.
Or coffee. So I just eat biscuits.
Okay, right. Well, so you could have just said that at the start, fella. Fucking hell.
He has a biscuit with a Smirnoff Ice.
Go on, Dave.
I can't beat a chocolate hobnob.
Chocolate hobnob. Phil, have you got a shout in this before?
Ginger nuts.
Yes, well, I know you do, but
the hobnob is why I was actually going to make it a conversation, because the hobnob, for its ability to be dunked, as yes. Peter Kay says, its dunkability factor is very high. So what I was asking was, is it based on taste or based on functionality, as is it going to end up at the bottom of your cup?
See,
what I actually used to do was I used to make a cup of tea and dunk in the purple snacks just to melt the chocolate on them and eat them.
You still got the story.
I just finished.
Phil. Right.
Wipe again.
Steve-O, a really, really important decision that we would potentially need to make. Comes in from ATW, and he's wondering if there were 2 steaks available for £7 at Asda, would it be a deal or no deal? I suppose it's about €10. What do you reckon, Andy? 2 steaks?
They're obviously fucking soles off shoes.
I was going to say.
Even like nice shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know them shoes where in the in-between as he swaps with the tramp with the it's them shoes.
So 2 tramp soles.
Pissy shoes.
Yeah.
So no was the answer.
Would you buy them, Paul? If you were offered them?
I have frugal moments. I'd probably go for it. Depends what day of the week it is.
Would you not be worried about the quality there at the L?
Yeah, like obviously, yeah, that's kind of
That's the trade-off, yeah. But I'd probably take a chance on it, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look, they're doing deals like that. They're buying in loads, and they've saw some sheep shit me. Like, I mean, you can grab a bargain. What I used to do, in particular, Tesco shopping, was, do you know the way...
you fiddle the till, didn't
they,
you?
They have a section where all the stuff that's going out of date that day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Saying.
So,
of course.
You'd often see the staff rotating the stock. So they put the stuff that's going to go out of date next week at the back, and then people take from the front and all that. So what I used to do was reverse it. So they'd find a fillet steak or two at the back that's going out of date, and it always end up in a pile because I'm in the same Tesco every day. So I was getting my fillet steak for months, like, you know, for €2.
Fucking mastermind, criminal mastermind.
That's wonderful.
Genius.
That is wonderful.
Now there, Mr. ATW, now you've got forget £7 for two steaks. Yeah, so you can get fillet steak. Yeah?
Listen, Andy, Phil, I've got
Indeed, you wouldn't really go near it, would you? Obviously we're dealing with a good looking spider. If you have made the if you've gone in and said, well, I'm gonna either lose my lad here or I'm gonna
show you.
So it's obviously a decent looking spider, so Why are you going in? Like, why do we not know whether or which one? This doesn't make sense.
Does it have to be full blown, or like, could you have had a bit of, pleasuring without having to go in?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Try to get around it.
A bit of spider fellatio. Just
let her think that, you know, it's going to happen and sort of.
Oh, and then leg it.
Do it.
Very good.
Just this bit for a bit. Yeah, yeah. And because look, you're gonna kill me afterwards. So you know,
I'm just gonna nip to the bathroom.
Just have to be back in a second. Yeah,
just the tip.
Right, next one is from David, and David's asking Andy, what's the best excuse you've ever came up with when you were late for something?
Well, obviously, you have to know your missus very well and know what she knows.
Okay, yeah.
You know, I have a mate whose missus knows nothing about football, so if he's ever late, like, he'd say, you know, it was a cup game. And it went on a couple of hours.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah. Brilliant.
And she's just like, football, man, shut up. Like,
went on a couple of days.
So, I play golf, you know, so my mum wouldn't know much about golf. So, I go home and say, it was a team event. We had to play 36 holes.
And it works.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Sounds when he goes out on Friday and comes back on Monday.
I've never had, like, you know, an actual story like that of you, an excuse that I've used. But the people in my work reckon that I've made one up, because there was one day I was cycling in and a bird did, like, I mean, the biggest shit ever. Like, this thing hit me in the head. It hit me in the head, you know, went into my hair. I could feel it going in my hair and all. I could feel it dripping down my neck. I don't know what he was eating, like dodgy curry or something like that. Or I don't know, maybe it was a fucking albatross.
As the steaks, yeah.
Or a pterodactyl. So I went home. I was like, I could have just taken, you know, the morning off and gone in, but I was fairly upset. Like, I puked when I took my t-shirt off and I saw the amount of it that was, you know, down the back of it. So... which guy rang in and I said, I'm not coming in today. I'll tell you tomorrow why I'm not. So they were like, grand. And I went in and I told them this story. And to this day, they think I'm bullshitting. They don't think, like, that this giant
bird.
I didn't see the actual bird, so maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was a fucking homeless man up a tree or something like that. So, now, this was a load. It was a load of shit. They don't believe.
A load of shit. A flying horse.
They don't believe that. I was fucking like I had to wash it all out of me and take it and get stripped and all as soon as I went into the gaff and throw the clothes out. And B, they don't believe that it, like, upset me to the point where I was like, I'm not going in. So, what you gonna, they still reckon that, like, I've made up this story about the big giant bird shit in my head, like. But it's not, it did actually happen.
Okay, we'll finish off with a question from a former guest, Christian. And Christian is known on Twitter as Von Strangino, and he's wondering, what would be your dream vine? Phil, I think you have a take on this, do you?
Yeah, I'd love to see him do one with Glenn Johnson as the Cowardly Lion from The Wizard of Oz singing If I Only Had a Heart. Dancing down the Yellow Brick Road out of Anfield.
Put him up. Yeah, finished. You gave me. Okay, next one up is from Callie, and she is wondering, which superhero would you choose to play, or to replace, excuse me, Dejan Lovren in the first 11 and help us then as a result? Any sheds for this? What superhero could
be? The Crimson Bolt.
Oh, fucking hell.
Is he real? Is he? Because yeah. You could be just bullshitting me now. No. I wouldn't know.
Have you never seen the film Super?
Oh, hang on. Yeah, I've seen a little bit of that. Yeah, yeah. It's
a pure no nonsense superhero with a fucking big wrench.
Where does he keep his wrench?
In his tights.
Walks around with it. Anyone fucking messes on the pitch, smash across the fucking head with the wrench. You know,
the crimson
belt. You know, you shut up, crime. So he'd be a shut up, Johnson. Smash. Shut up, Scarlet. Smash.
That's absolutely.
He didn't make it. Minnie should go in the jungle because of his song.
Yeah, yeah, there that would be handy.
There we go. They missed a trick there.
It could be what, the teacher. I'm a celebrity the missed a trick not bringing Simon Mignolet to the jungle.
Well, they missed the trick because then he wouldn't be playing for Liverpool.
Well,
happy,
yeah.
You know?
I'm not to say I think he's a bit tied up.
I think he'd win it.
Actually, a football celebrity jungle would be great.
Mm.
Not filmed, just like Jurassic Park. Actually, Jurassic Football Celebrity Jungle, where there's dinosaurs and the most hated footballers just thrown in. Tell them there's cameras.
And big electric fences.
Big electric fences. Mm.
Right? That don't work.
Don't work.
Oh, man, the thoughts of a raptor kind of creeping up and Gary O'Fernand.
Clever girl.
Brilliant. Oh, no.
Football milk meat.
Do you want a cap with the number 5 on it?
Do you that, and then you have loads of that were completely oblivious. And I'm going to water shaking.
Yeah. Robbie Savage going, oh, Jesus.
Charlie Adam will be the fellow with the bowl of crunching no cornflakes when the raptors are walking around the kitchen.
Over.
Fences.
Yes, that's
she
right.
Paints fences. I think.
What about
bloody hell, Andy shouts for Bond girls.
I don't really watch films in general.
Oh, for fuck's sake! What a shower of fucking gentle
Fuck, film is great, good night.
Yeah. A remote control.
Halle Berry's
good.
Halle Berry's quite good as a Bond girl.
Was she? You happy with
then
that?
None of them are.
Ursula Andress is the famous one, isn't she?
Yeah,
isn't it? Ursula Andress, yeah.
Famous one.
Yeah, sound. There you go.
Who was Octopussy?
Diana Rigg or someone. Oh no, that's going back too far.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I remember
Jaws. Let's go with Jaws, my favourite one.
The blondie board that was
Jaws' girlfriend. She's lovely. Yeah, she was lovely. Lovely pigtails.
Girl next door.
Well, that went well.
That went really well. I'm so glad we started with that. Favourite pub snack, Andy, seeing as you don't watch films.
Doesn't eat pub snacks.
Do you eat a pub snack?
Really go to pubs.
Oh, yeah, you don't read in pubs anyway. Yeah,
it's very tragic. Yeah. Pub snack.
Yeah, go on.
Well, pub snacks have come on a lot, you know. This
don't give me the history. Tell me your favourite fucking pub snack. No, like,
I mean,
you deep fried tripe.
You don't just like get peanuts and Pringles and King Crisps and pubs anymore. You can get lovely stuff.
So, what's your favourite? That's what the question's asking. That's Tom's question.
But it's not pub food now, it's pub snacks. It is pub a difference.
Well, okay, well,
for example, burger, like, scampi fries would be mine, for example.
Jeez, would you stop? I'll be a pack of any of his questions asked when you go home.
Scampi fries. So, Neil,
yes.
Pub snack. Favourite pub
I
snack.
I don't go to pubs.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Last one then of this little run is from Lloyd. And Lloyd is wondering, what's the funniest or weirdest gamer handle or Twitter handle or anything like that you've ever come across? I suppose we should start with you, Chris, seeing as you're kind of coming to the fore in that area yourself.
I like the simple ones. Those that are so subtle and simple that they are funny just because they're stupid. I saw someone this summer called themselves Childish Berahino.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very good. Very good. Like that one. Any others?
Ghostface Kilo.
Ghostface, what was the second part?
Ghostface Kilo. Like Ghostface Kilo.
Ah, yeah, very good.
Kilo.
Very good. Ah, yeah. These are
silly puns.
These are good silly puns, Phil. No, none for you. Andy,
not that screams off. Like, no.
There was someone on the occasion you used to see play online on the Xbox playing Call of Duty called Blood Fart. And I can never get it out of my head.
Yeah, it's a horrible fucking image.
That's a fucking
that's hospitalisation, like, that is.
Oh, yeah. That's disturbing.
Yeah, Blood Fart.
Anyone beat Blood Fart, or should we just move away? Just move away. Let's move away with the hanging in the air here.
Literally hanging in the air.
Okay, right, we'll wrap it up there.
After
Sam Maguire is wondering, what's the best or worst or whatever you want to look at own goal that you've ever seen?
There was that one they used to dig up on Match of the Day. Remember any time there was a goal, an own goal scored, they dug up for, I think it was from the lower leagues. And I mean, like, a cross comes in and this fella leathers it in the top corner.
Virginie style, as good as that?
Yeah, because it was close to the goal, but it was way more powerful. Like,
right.
Because the ball kind of gets crossed in. I think there's a little bit of pinball and it drops in front of your man. And, like, the violence of the swing, it just goes straight up into the top corner. Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. I think they used to, like... I think it was Match of the Day. You used to either be an on goal. I was like, well, it doesn't beat this, so and they like dig it up again. Yeah. It was brilliant.
Dewey scored a bullet of an on goal as well, didn't he? Ian Dewey, didn't he?
A header.
Bullet of an on goal one time. Yeah, buried it right in the top corner. Like,
I seem to recall
Reece's own goal against Chelsea.
Oh,
I've never wanted to kill a player so much in my life. Honest to God. I mean, I knew you meant to feel, usually feel sorry for players when they score an own goal because they, you know, they usually don't mean it.
Kolo's last year was my moment of that, like that.
Kolo's was actually very
curly one, yeah.
His reaction afterwards when he's looking at the ground is what happened?
Yeah.
And he does this thing where he looks at God going, what are you doing to me?
You said there was no need to be upset. Yeah.
Best on goal I've ever seen was scored against me.
Oh, go on then.
I swear to God, it was good. Macker, he'd been over with Colchester and he came back. And we're playing into a breeze. Now, this was like the fucking hurricane breeze, right? And I moved up and probably on the edge of the 18-yard line. He was about 30 yards out, right? And he went to play across field at Agno. And I swear to God, it took off, right? Left back, going across, aiming to go across diagonal into their half, right? Hit it up, got caught in the breeze. Came back around, right, and started heading back towards the goal. I just looked at him and went, oh no. And just watched the sail and it went in the top corner. Just torn. Well, no giving out. I just had a break in my heart laughing. Like, literally, like, even our manager was just like, oh, for fuck's sake, can we just call this off now at this stage? It was not going to happen today.
Remember Frank Sinclair that played for Chelsea?
Oh, he used to score.
Yeah, and it was way more variety. Like, Richard Dunn does the same kind of stumble and fall into the goal every goal. This fella had headers. He had one where he had one for Leicester as well, where he's near the halfway line and he turned around. I think Ian Walker was involved at this stage and he tried to pass it back to him, but he did this big ridiculous curl pass straight around. It was a beautiful finish. Like, maybe that was, and do you remember Lee Dixon in the early
90s?
Lee
Dixon when he chipped Seaman.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what a goal that is.
What about the one that was doing the rounds? It was a keeper, I think it was in Arabia, Saudi Arabia or somewhere, where he's on the 6-yard box and he throws the ball spectacularly, aggressively into his own net because he gets the spin wrong and he just ends up fucking it directly into his own net. It's beautiful.
Thankfully, I've never done that. I've done mad things, but never.
What's funny about the Richard Dunn goal on Sunday is if you watch him after the goal, he turns to the defender next to him and tugs his ear as if to say, you know, give me a shout there. It's like, you kicked the ball in your own net. What am I going to say? Don't.
I know he was turned off and everything in terms of what was going on, right? But I still have no idea what he was trying to do. Like,
even
the leg motion is just a straight motion towards. Actually, best dog.
Go on.
The goalkeeper off Gibraltar. Against Ireland.
Oh, that was a gem.
That was outrageous. That was like somebody took hold of him as a PlayStation 3 controller in the fucking crowd and just went whack. His defender's just looking at me.
Oh, the poor bastard.
He got taken off after.
Straight off.
On Sunday, Colker's face was brilliant. You know, as soon as he touched the ball, he said, no! Take that, you bastard. It was brilliant. Everyone feeling sorry for him. He's a twat.
No,
brilliant.
Drink those tears up.
He's a Swansea player who went to Captain Cardiff. So you can go fuck himself. Prick.
I don't understand that.
Whoa, Welsh aggression. Right, Pierce Sloan wonders if Liverpool are ice creams, what player would be what ice cream? He says he reckons Coutinho's a tangle twister. Mm.
Any shouts here?
Oh, you have me list. Do you want to hear me list?
This
might be Irish audiences only, though, because I've gone down the HB route, and that was not Walls in the UK or something. Okay, at number one.
And if HB wants to
Patrick
send us
Patrick Iceberger.
This is embarrassing.
Maxi Twist Rodriguez.
Oh, wonderful.
Wait for the last one. Jose Loop de Loop Enrique, we having that? Lunatic
Loop de Loop. Yeah, I'll have that.
That was my only one.
Simon Concede Corner ends up in the Netto. Corner Netto.
Oh, Jesus, Ray.
And you actually prepared this. You sat down and read that by yourself.
That's right there.
Yeah. Day tripper homework. Day tripper homework right there.
You needed to use ink for that.
We ran out of crayons.
Video game fans, who would win a fight between Street Fighter characters and Mortal Kombat characters?
Well, Mortal Kombat characters would, because they have supernatural powers. So there's, you know, very little that Ken and Ryu and, you know.
Oh, but they've got their little blue ball that comes out.
Yeah.
Sub-Zero would destroy them all.
What would Guile do with his stupid fucking haircut against people who could fire?
Nah, nothing wrong with stupid haircuts, mate. Right?
You know, the best thing about this entire question is you guys might as well be talking about the last episode of Emmerdale. I haven't a fucking clue what you're talking about. I haven't played
hipster twat. Whatever.
I haven't played either of
you've never played Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat.
Neither of them ever.
Jesus, that ever. Explains a lot.
Well,
about
I mean, to be fair, he's a generation.
What does it say about me?
He was a giant freak.
No. To be fair, I mean, his idea of the Kabuta game
fighting
was
grounds in the 1840s of Mortal Kombat.
He was listening to Orson Welles' War of the Worlds. Like, that was his version of a combat game.
The little cartoon men on the coloury box scares.
I ran out into the streets worried about those fucking aliens. I'll have you know.
Do you remember Coy Minogue was in Mortal Kombat?
She was with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Was she fighting? No.
Actually, fantastic, the fact that Jean-Claude Van Damme and Coy Minogue were in the Mortal Kombat film means it wins.
Yes.
It wasn't. That was it. They were in the Street Fighter film.
That's Street Fighter film.
Then Street Fighter win. No,
Paul, I hope you're happy with that.
Did always in the Mortal Kombat film was the guy who played Highlander. The French
Christopher
guy,
Lambert.
Christopher Lambert, I think, actually.
Not the fella from the TV series.
No, he's Lambert.
What's that?
Not the fella from the TV series.
From the movie Highlander. There can be only one.
Bert.
He was American and he had a French accent, remember? And nobody can ever explain. No,
yeah, your man who was in the TV version of Highlander was like the shit Steven Seagal. Do you remember him?
Was there a TV Highlander?
He had long hair. It was very Steven Seagal, like he had the trench coat and the long hair.
Where do you stand, Steven Seagal?
He is the greatest actor of our generation.
Yeah, yes. I've seen you two guys talking about this before.
Oh, he's amazing.
I have to say,
his range of acting.
The biggest load of horse crap I've ever heard in my life.
Trevor,
he's fucking awful. I just trivia.
Steven Seagal, clueless man. Have you not seen the range of acting? Do you know the one where he's in China and he kills everyone in China?
Yeah. Oh, right there. That's an Oscar right there.
And then there was the one. And all the ones where he was on the
Rising
boat.
Sun was Rising
on
Sun.
The train.
All the ones on the boat.
Under Siege.
Under Siege, yeah. Best.
Under Siege. And then he goes to Russia and he kills everyone in Russia.
Let's be honest. Steven Seagal is an overweight, fucking poor actor.
Lads, there's another fucking name.
You are clueless, man.
I'm a poor actor, but I'm not overweight.
Force of Execution. It's a fucking tour de force. It's just amazing.
Have you seen Nico, which is his best film?
No, and The Siege is his best film.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Not the old ones.
I've lost a lot of respect for everyone in this room.
Under Siege 2 doesn't get the credit it fucking deserves. Alaskan oil wells, that's fucking trains, nuclear weapons.
Hang on.
I'm sorry,
buddy. That's the best sentence.
In the bin.
That's the best sentence I've ever heard.
In the bin you go.
Heard.
You have no clue about acting.
You need is Steven Seagal's new films where the studio has no input. It's just him and his fucking fantasies laid out on paper. It's the same film every time and it never gets old.
That's
and
the
he's
best sentence.
Ever shot below the shoulder.
The best sentence I've ever heard. It was just being uttered
the
by
arm
you.
Break. And he has his quintessential moves, the arm break. The throat grab,
the
kick in the bollocks,
the neck break, the little 2-inch neck break, like
the little twisty thing, like he's taking the top off the bottle.
And hang on a second. And you're saying that he isn't the greatest actor of our generation?
No, I'm agreeing with you now that Under Siege 2 is the most underrated film of all time. Holy Christ.
But let's go back to the Under Siege franchise here and the actors that it launched, okay? Tommy Lee Jones was in Under Siege. Erika Eleniak, Gary Busey.
Who's that second? Who's that second?
Catherine Heigl's in it.
Erika Eleniak.
From Baywatch, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Tremendous.
I don't know her.
Tremendous.
Tremendous actress.
Tremendous.
Yeah. Tremendous cake.
Does she not get killed in the first scene in that?
Who cares?
But by the way, as an aside, just Google, put into YouTube, Steven Seagal versus testicles. Just Google it. It's the best video in the world.
Okay, I will do that. Next one is, again, along the same lines. Dave Thomas, with your Seagal opinions, you're going to like this. This is from Mike Morrow. And Mike wants to know, what's your favourite movie starring a professional wrestler? He reckons They Live with Rowdy Roddy Piper. Again, I don't know who the fuck that is. So.
First of all, there's the whole... there's the Hulk Hogan comedy action canon that you've got, you know, like Mr. Nanny.
The comedy action canon.
Suburban Commando. You know, all tremendous, tremendous movies.
God, you're all wrong in the head.
Well, look...
Says your man has never played Street Fighter.
No Holds Barred, where he fights Zeus and Zeus nearly kills his brother. That was a very moving piece. But actually, the best film featuring a wrestler is... Oh, actually, there's loads of good ones. There's The Marine with John Cena, which is tremendous.
You're not a Rock fan then, clearly.
Oh, The Rock. I forgot about The Rock. The Rundown with The Rock is very good. But actually, the best film featuring a wrestler is The Princess Bride with Andre the Giant.
That's actually a very good show. I agree with that.
It's not, though.
It's not a good film.
The best film with a wrestler in it is Guardians of the Galaxy.
That is a good film, and it does have a wrestler. Who's the wrestler?
Dave Bautista.
He's obviously the lad who looks like a wrestler.
He doesn't talk in it.
he went to the Steven Seagal professional.
Yes. Yeah. So you're happy with that, Paul? Have you got a shout that can top either?
I suppose it depends. It also depends on what you regard as a wrestler, because there has been many celebrity wrestlers as well.
That's very true.
What do you mean, celebrity wrestlers?
Mr. T was in a wrestler match.
Hulk Hogan is in Rocky 3. Yeah. See, that's part of the Hulk Hogan canon.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Oh. I actually feel my brain shrinking.
You could do a whole weekend of films with Hulk Hogan.
Trevor's thinking, Baz Luhrmann. Not
Baz
a fucking
Luhrmann. Don't answer that.
Get in the bin.
I feel like
get some Seagal movies into you this weekend and some rest and the Hulk Hogan canon.
Steven Seagal on Saturday, Hulk Hogan on Sunday. I guarantee you'll be a new man by the time you walk out of there.
There's something wrong with you all. Carl Trotman wants to know, what's the heaviest animal you could lift? Please bring us back to earth with some heavy animals.
Seagal lift.
What could you lift? What could you lift?
I'd have to look at Steven Seagal's technique. I believe I could lift a cow.
You couldn't lift a cow.
I could.
Listen, you're from the Pale. I know that. You don't see
the
fields.
Pale.
But a cow is a big thing. It weighs 3/4 of a ton.
Not when it's far away.
Oh, I see. Okay. Genuinely, Paul, what's the biggest animal you think you could lift?
I don't know.
Would you manage a sheep?
I've managed a few. What you gonna? Probably one of those St. Bernard dogs.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Maybe he's a bit kind of awkward, though.
He would be awkward.
You need something like that's, you know, kind of small enough to lift, but heavy as well.
Okay.
Baby hippo. The baby hippo. The baby hippo that he used to tweet.
Yeah.
I loved him.
I'm sure we've
gone off with
I'm sure we've all picked up a few pigs in our time.
Baby hippo. The hippos are vicious. Very territorial. Wouldn't want to fuck with a hippo.
A baby hippo, though. You'd be scared of a baby hippo. That's not very Seagal, is it?
I'd rather lift up a cow than a hippo. That's all I'm saying.
Not a good one.
Give me a shout, Paul.
Yeah, I was really critical of all the man, like, you know.
It's Pirlo, isn't it? You love Pirlo, yeah.
No, I hate all the shit that people are like, oh my God, look at me. He looks like fucking Lewis Litt out of Suits, he does. Like, with long hair and a horrible, horrible beard.
See
what?
Having...
Suits. Related to a Seamus Agam movie.
Or one of the Hulk Hogan canon.
Tommy Lee Jones in Under Siege. That's what he looks like.
Steven Seagal is an ex-CIA agent. He's a lawyer now.
And he's a real life bounty hunter.
And he kills all of China.
Yeah. And he was a sheriff.
Long story short.
He was a sheriff. Go on.
All that went out the window when I realised, like, I'm absolutely in love with Mamadou Sakho. And he's just brilliant.
Mamadou Sakho is another good sheriff. That's brilliant stuff.
Okay. And he has a big dodgy mohawk like me. Big shite mohawk.
See. He wouldn't be very tender though, would he? Like, you know what I mean?
Oh no. He'd fucking lift you around the gaffy.
Why are you both imagining your man crush has to have sexual relations with you? I don't understand this.
Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal. Seagal. Yeah, well, you've got three in a row.
Solid choice.
And he'd be he would guarantee to protect you.
Exactly.
You'd feel safe with Steven.
Oh, Steve, what's your
he always has a variety of skills.
He'd always be warm because he has the blanket right up to his neck. <of his sixes>.
And he'd always have a spare jacket for you.
You keep you in the jacket.
Like, are you all right in it?
I've just got to kill China. I'll be back in a minute.
Can I come? Yeah, come on then. Come on. Stay in the jacket, will you? Yeah, grand stuff. Hold on to the back of my neck. It's grand. I only need one arm. I don't even need to kick anymore. They won't be expecting me. Last time I was here, happy days. Fucking pile of piss.
They're all dead. I killed
them.
I left two for Hulk Hogan.
There's only about five left.
Here's my mate Hulk Hogan.
You know, in the movie, the foreigner, he kicks someone in the bollocks and they're dead. Like, they fall into a river after he kicks them in the bollocks, but they're dead. Like,
right. Okay, chaps, I wanted to talk to you about Mr. Enrique's naked Dubai adventures. What did we make of that? How wonderful is this man? Floody, earlier on you called him a hero. Would you stand by that?
In what sense? Fucking hell. Fella's an absolute balloon. He really is. Like, you get arrested over there for kissing your girlfriend in public. Like,
I know.
You must have left the country before he tweeted the fucking picture. Yeah, just in case the 5-0 knocked on the door. Listen, your flute's all over the internet. Like, it's in the void.
Ah, but that's the point.
That's the thing.
He positioned the marina just in front of his
His marina looks like a flute. Raised up, Jose.
And there's no way he didn't practice at least 18 times that. That's not a random shot. Like, he's gotten himself into the great position there, hasn't he? Definitely.
No, I don't think he thinks.
Do you not?
I don't think.
Just a lucky shot, wasn't it?
Enrique engages the brain at all.
Yeah.
Like, nothing he does on Twitter makes any fucking sense. There's no forethought into anything. Yeah. You know, yeah. And I don't mind him now. Like, I give out shit about players not being professional on Twitter, but in fairness, he doesn't get engaged with the fans, he doesn't get stuck in, and he doesn't start giving slagging back or anything like
that. He just shows pictures of him and a monkey and he's fucking happy.
He's just a happy-go-lucky, good-time guy. What's the crack?
Yeah. You know? But like, you can't...
If he turns up at training someday and he has a chimpanzee and hanging out of him, right, as his pet chimp, nobody would even bat an eyelid. Nobody would think to themselves,
Jose,
that's weird.
Yeah.
Where's he a monkey from?
Yeah.
I'm saying, is that the same monkey that was in your car?
He's fucking a hunch.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the lad from the picture.
That's the fella from the picture.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Yeah, I know.
I call him Fernando.
Yeah. He's
edged towards season two, maybe. It's a close one, though.
Very good. Andy, favourite Liverpool season? You don't have to do Sopranos if you don't know the show.
Season one of Sopranos.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing. Yeah.
Oh, what? What was your favourite then?
The acting and all.
And
how people connected with their characters more.
Yeah. It was wonderful writing, wasn't it?
It was.
Wonderful writing.
If you look at it, just.
And it was novel as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's gone downhill. It's
beautiful.
Brilliant. They should have just left it there.
They should have.
Yeah, killed your man off then.
Went on forever.
What do you want to do? Is some people are saying, oh my God, we're going to have goal music. We shouldn't have goal music. We should have music all the way through. Right? No, but listen.
Where are you going with this, Dave?
But not like pop music, like a score, like an orchestra. Right? And what happens?
What, the English brass band?
No. No, like a full on orchestra, right? Piping music in, and then when someone's running down the wing, it'll. And then, you know, instead of shouting man on, the trumpet goes, doo doo. You know, and as we're going down, and it's going almost a goal, the drums start, you know, and then have a score. And I tell you what, forget the commentators, forget the crowd, just take out the first two rows at the top, put an orchestra in there. I'm telling you now, the atmosphere would be fucking
brilliant. That's that fucking sorted. There's actually no point.
To watch Star Wars with John Williams music playing with an orchestra live in the park. That's what it could be like. Seriously, the incidental
there
music.
There is a risk though that Mighty Red will get a conducting stick and stand behind the
ball.
And if I was Mighty Red, I'd go and find that Jonah bastard in a corner.
I actually played, did you ever play any of the games with the Sony Wii? Did you ever play the golf
Sony Wii,
yeah, or the
yeah.
Well, old man Downey. I was playing the Sony V64.
That was
ZX Spectrum Commodore.
That was the slip of tongue as well, you know.
Have
you
ever it was a computer back in my time. We call it the abacus.
Right.
We could move the little curly things over from one side to the other and then back to the
why
other.
Why have
side.
I now got shit southern accent? Yeah. Why is that?
That was one of your previous lives.
I like
see, but no? Neil, you said
Frank Lampard transfer. Sorry for cutting in. The Frank Lampard transfer in itself
is a fair indication of
shows of how serious it's being taken and how easy it is to take the piss out of it, and how UEFA are going
to
do fuck all about it. And they're a little pissy. The problem was they had pissy little fines. They didn't like. I can see something happening with this Barcelona transfer embargo now as well, whereby something will happen, whereby it's lifted early.
But it's enjoyable that the transfer embargo happens after they've done all the transfers.
Oh, no. Yeah, you know.
So you can't transfer anyone until you've signed everyone, and then you can not try.
What date does the transfer window close? 1st of September. We will give you the answer on your appeal on the 2nd of September. Fuck off. You know, it's just, it's that sort of bollocks. That's, you know,
again,
it's parish pump politics. They may as well be down in Ballymagash in the fucking bottom of Longford looking for Francie O'Grady to have 5 votes to get the fucking thing over the line. You know what I mean? It's just.
Fucking Francie always gets in.
Yeah, Francie gets in every fucking
time. Remember, it's like that Blackadder sketch, the one person voting and he got 6,000 votes. Oh, from Pliny the Elder. It was only on TV. Like, it was funny. Listen, I'm not getting into it.
Steve, you've done about 7,000 accents, mostly taking the piss out of me this evening. How do you think, how does Dusir's Zlatan, what
I don't know, because he's fucking,
well, what was that mid-European thing you did a few minutes ago when you were doing FIFA?
I'm Zlatan.
No. Or, that's very Jose Mourinho.
I don't know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because he is Baltic region and then moved to Sweden during the displacement of the Serbs. So
people switching
true.
Off all over the country.
What is he shitting about now?
I don't know
true.
What he's talking about.
I am Zlatan.
He was a Serb, wasn't he?
And I'm sure he still
is. Everyone has been a Serb. At one stage, you call Martin Skrtel a Serb, and he's Slovakian.
Yeah,
I didn't call him a Serb.
You did.
You kind
of
did.
The melting pot of Middle Europe, but
and Middle Europe is fucking Lord of the Rings.
I've got
Middle Earth. Yeah.
No,
Frodo, Martin Skrtel, Zlatan, all headed off to Boy in Red.
Yeah, it's from during
and
the
Luigi the Hedgehog.
Who was that I was watching?
you heard like me. There was a Balotelli song already.
Yeah, Balotelli song already. I suppose how most of these songs get going in the first place is with the away fans travelling down on a coach or train or in the pubs beforehand. Mm. And someone's just come up with a cracker there for Balotelli and it's very catchy. Sturridge is a hard man to put a song together for. Yeah. And there's been lots of quality players over the years that never got a song.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of players deserve the song. It's just, there's no real, right? Like, it's a player shouldn't take offence to it that there's no song, but it does kind of bug you a little bit to think that Balotelli's come in, done nothing, and has this fucking song that they've sang for pretty much the whole game.
Yeah.
And Sturridge must be thinking after last season, he's finally got rid of that fucker Suarez.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a song now. I'm definitely getting a song. Yeah.
And again, he started in Balotelli's shadow.
Yeah.
So it's a funny one, but it's a cracker of a song. I mean, if there was ever a thing to, you know, warm me towards a player, it's a good song, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was in the shower and all today singing it.
And give us an El Barber there,
would you? Fuck off.
You need Ray for that. He dances when he scores.
I mean, not the first time I heard Ray singing that song, like, I was laughing my head off, but I wouldn't mind that coming back, like, the let's bounce in a minute.
Dancing in a minute.
What?
We're going to dance in a minute.
What the hell was that? Was that actually?
No, it was at the start of the Tara song. We're going to bounce in a minute.
Oh, yeah, we're going to dance in a minute.
There you go. Yeah.
Tweak.
Yeah.
Good work, that's yeah.
Cheers, thanks.
But, it's just difficult, isn't it, for a Sturridge song. But he deserves one.
He does deserve one.
He doesn't even get the clap, like, you know, the...
Just get what?
You know, the clap.
Yeah. I said I'd let that one sit for a minute.
More purple dildos.
You know the one I'm talking about.
He's a good clean lad like that.
Yeah. The one that Fowler got and Suarez got after not too long and Torres got it, Dalglish got it.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, Jesus.
Even Rodgers got it.
At least
when you're waiting for a song.
Throw a fucking clap.
Just give him anything. Throw him the clap.
Put yourself a campaign, a clap.
Give Sturridge to clap you. There you go.
Sturridge deserves the clap.
Clap, clap for Danny. Hashtag clap for Danny. Yeah.
That's the name of the pod, sorry. Get Sturridge the clap.
Sturridge deserves the clap.
And he came out in them. I swear to God, I must have laughed. I nearly puked. I was off the pitch at the time. And
you couldn't come on.
When the boy said, come on, I physically cannot come on there.
I didn't see it. He came out from behind me onto the pitch, right? Because he'd been out. So he came on as a substitute. And I literally was on my knees in the goal laughing.
He turned around.
It was that bad.
His two sprouts were either side of the seam. I was just looking going, it was brilliant.
Was this okay? Well, everyone went tits in then at first.
Tits in. That's what they would say.
Inverted nipples.
I was going to use biblical Ebola as the fucking as the name of the podcast.
Tits in. It's all gone tits in.
Of the club are like ghosts that walk around, right? And Benitez. Whether we all agree with this, you just don't go back. Look what happened. Just don't go back.
Don't go, because
there's a fucking million fucking managers.
The ghost that
people
walks.
We could go for.
Oh, absolutely. I don't agree with going back. I swear to God. And I don't know about. I don't know.
Rafa Benitez is the phantom, the ghost that walks.
But he is. He's
the
got
ghost
that fucking
of Anfield past.
Hey, also,
it's a Christmas carol. Johnson, he walked off the fucking pitch. I don't care if you can't walk. Stay on until the man is ready to come on. Oh, you fucking cunt.
He walked off before Troy was ready.
Yeah.
He's a fucking shitbox.
Of the worst kind.
Like, I really do hate him.
And we moved seats. This is not a joke. At halftime, we moved seats because we were standing watching on a big screen, but we got a seat to get some food at halftime. So I was watching this screen. And says to one of the lads, what time is it there? Like, how much has gone? And they were like 68 minutes. And he was sitting beside me like this, right? Yeah. I went, how the fuck do you know that? He goes, it says it on the screen. And I swear on my life, I looked at the screen. I couldn't see Liverpool's name. Couldn't see Chelsea. I couldn't see how long was gone in the match. Like, everything was just gone blurry. It was like I had my eyes crossed, right? And I was there watching. And I just started realising that no matter what was happening in the match for that last 22 minutes, I didn't know. I could just see red and blue.
I was
my body just shut down and decided that I only need my sight wasn't as important as keeping my heartbeat. It was like, I've only got limited resources. Keep the heart going, the lungs pumping, then we worry.
Enough energy for one shot as well.
I didn't say a word. The lads are looking at me going, you're going,
well, De Jong is out, England.
CM De Jong. Luke De Jong's brother is at home too.
Is he? No. Fuck.
No, he is actually.
He played for
Newcastle last season.
Well, CM used to be Ajax captain. He was a fucking proper player.
And he was a country.
What's he doing with them dickheads?
Country player. As well.
That's Siam, man. But, sorry, we'll go with that.
It depends on what alphabet you're using.
Edgar Davids is from, actually.
What is Siam?
No, he's from Guyana.
No, he's not.
He is, yeah.
I
Dutch
don't
Guyana.
Think so.
Yeah.
Don't fucking back down now.
You've got the fucking hair. You can't.
That's what he does, though. That's
he's
what he does.
Everything with such a target.
Actually, you do. Yeah. You do. On the podcast, you come over as a. No, it's not like that at all.
What?
Okay, right. Whatever, Nielsen.
It's Dutch Suriname he's from.
Is he?
Yeah, that's why you're thinking Siam. It's actually Dutch Suriname. Most of them.
You've just said Dutch Suriname now.
Yeah.
So it's not Siam at all.
No.
Where's Siam?
Beside it.
You know, just behind the spar. Behind the spar there on the corner.
On subject, you know, as fuck all.
I have to say, where you pulled Dutch Suriname out, that's impressive. Yeah. I did like that. Right.
Cousins of French Guyana.
Fuck me. Can we please start? This is going fucking man.
There.
Lads. Yeah. So Mankeo, is he like fair? Like, was he just. Is he fit?
Yeah. He was dropped.
But hopefully that's because they haven't won Real Madrid. Right? Right, guys? Really?
I said Joseph's playing against
Fuck off.
How did Emery Khan do? Let's move along with that one.
All right.
Right.
Hero.
I've got. What is that?
It's just Hero.
I've got five. Right?
Do you not remember when Hero did an advertisement back for the 94 World Cup?
I do, and I just know
it was
it
a train.
You have the most ridiculous fucking memory. I swear to God.
The references he comes up with.
Yeah. I swear it was, to God. It was but you can't remember films that need like The Godfather.
He was advertised.
The uncle in law.
Your man, the fella who was in the mafia. The fella who was at the top of the mafia.
Oh, you know, your Hazard missed the penalty.
The da.
The
goddad. The Hero, right? Was advertising the blades for Adidas that weren't Predators. And the advertisement for it, he was in the Spanish jersey, it was the 1994 World Cup, and he was running down the train tracks and he turns into a train.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I thought it sounded funny.
And he goes,
that's not for me.
Hero. Hero. Oh,
fucking hell. No, Jesus, I thought that sounded familiar, but I definitely don't know that. Right.
Or else I made that up.
How about I
another one of your dreams, wasn't it? The lady in the lake.
The lady in the lake was waving
trying
from
to
the
track. Hero.
You should. Barry Carr. We'll finish with Barry's question. Barry wants to know, what's your favourite animal noise to reproduce? So. At your leisure, gents. Your favourite animal.
Mom, Damon.
Bloody, what are you going to do?
I'm not going to fucking.
Andy, you got one?
Any requests?
Jesus. You've got a variety, have you? Just
do a lima.
Going to give it a lima.
Lima.
I'll give a cow a bash.
Go for a cow, yeah. Go for a cow. You're regretting this already, Anna.
How do you do it?
In one.
Fucking brilliant, funny star for
us. Do it again, do it again. In two.
I'm bully special, Brad.
Oh, no, I'm not for it.
This is, Phil, can you follow that?
Excuse you, Phil.
I'm right.
Stop. You wanted it that much, and then when it got down to it, she was changing gear in a Renault 4. Stop it, you're going to... Yeah, so that's about the worst thing I've ever
received. For younger listeners, a Renault 4 was an old car that couldn't change gear very easily. Postman Pat drove a Renault 4.
Pat Jennings drove one.
With his hands out the sunroof.
You want to see Pat having a wank?
I'm not telling he's having a wank in a Renault 4.
And this love passing me out the door.
He's brilliant to just and then he gets up
it's
and he looks at
the face he did against Fulham when he's going to the
What's happened?
An act of God.
What can I possibly have done to prevent that?
All he should have done was look around the stand and just went wagged the finger and just looked at him and said no.
It's all about the way he runs, right? Yeah. The reason
he doesn't bend his knees
that so, James the reason Damo hates Markovic,
he can't go downstairs.
The reason Damo hates Markovic.
James is sending Damo abuse in the WhatsApp room.
I'm just going to start writing articles for Damo.
That'd be brilliant if you actually didn't write a Dear Damo article.
Dear Damo.
And if you could go back on
you know what the funny thing is, right?
A series of articles on the website, the Dear Damo, Dear Dave series. Yeah.
And Damo replies, I don't give a bollocks.
They spent 100 million in the summer. Everybody has to spend 100 million in the summer.
In the WhatsApp group, right? Everyone calls me Dave. And then I'm arguing with him and he goes, why is that David?
He's broken into David. Yeah.
It's like your man's found your porn stash. That's David. Exactly.
What were you putting under that fridge? Actually, no, I really enjoyed the day.
I was going to ask
we were out. Yeah, we were out at Stephen Gerrard's gaff.
I was going to say, you were stalking Stevie.
Buzzing around Formby, trying to find out where Ballo's gaff was and the whole lot.
Balotelli's living in Formby at the moment.
I read about that and I was writing about it. He's going around high-fiving the locals. Yeah.
They wouldn't let him live in the city centre. He wanted to live in Liverpool.
Yes, I heard.
No. That's not happening.
So we were buzzing around. It was a great day. I read the forced Balotelli story where he paid for everyone's field and Nando's. I don't think that happened.
No, that's not true.
But even I don't know what he's is he high fiving people in Farnby. I don't know what that is. That's what we were told when
we got into to Andy's mates gaff.
His wife said it, but he was just saying he was getting his hair cut and the barber happened to mention that Balotelli was floating around.
Yeah, but
he didn't say that he looked out the window and he's high fiving everyone. He just said he passed by a couple of times.
I don't know how he even knew, because he would have been driving the camouflage Lamborghini around.
Exactly, he just blends right in. Urban camouflage. Dave, we're at a gaff,
that's Gerard's gaff, and Andy's brother got out to post a letter in Gerard's letterbox, right? Not in his letterbox, but there's a letterbox which
that's a post box that you put letters in, not his post box.
Postman Pat comes along and collects them, right? So he's going, oh yeah, I'm going to post it in the letterbox outside Gerard's gaff, right? So we got around, that wasn't the gaff.
It's on Victoria Road. It's not even like it reminds you kind of that Donnybrook Anglesey Road or something like it.
Aylesbury Road.
There's not a shit gaff on the road, but his house his house is far from the nicest one.
Really?
Yeah, you want to see number 55. Seriously.
That was something else.
It wasn't really sunny out, but the garden
After being arrested and spending a couple of hours in a let's call for safety reasons.
For pestering, we
spun back around and his end isn't even a nice end. I'd say you'd done that to get number 8.
You were just cruising up and down looking at
pretty much. God,
this is fucking brilliant. I can't get over this. Fucking hell.
Daydreamer's my name.
Fucking elbows out the window. Look at 55. It's a fucking class.
And it's gone from funny to being a little bit.
I'll hold my hand up. I'm an asshole when it comes to that stuff. I'm just fascinated about, like,
how the
players live and how their like what their lifestyle is like, I mean, we're only talking about it. Like, I mean, if I seen someone coming out of one of them houses, I'd be just mad to get out and ask them what they do for a living.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. The day trippers treading the border between creepy and funny on a regular basis.
Was it Deo's Bar or something? What was the name of the place we had breakfast in? That was lovely, wasn't it?
Jesus
Christ. Like.
If anyone's out that way, stalking Stevie's
first of all, go see number 55.
I'm not arsed about Stevie's. I want to see 55.
Oh, man. It was lovely. Now, the next time I'm going to knock in.
And ask them what they did.
I was going to, hey, just happened in the area.
How'd you get a house like this?
Go here, and if you're getting breakfast, get down to that lounge place and get the lounge eggs. It's Eggs Benedict, basically.
Yeah.
You won't get Eggs Benedict around Anfield, but you'll get it in Formby. It's fucking really nice.
Well, that was entertaining and creepy. So thank you to both of you for that.
What else did we do?
we got a train as well.
We got a train.
Why did you get a train? Thought you were in your car.
I didn't drive over. We flew over. We got over there. We got picked up.
Oh, you flew over. That's right.
It's like my mother telling me about her holiday. It's like every fucking stop from the front door to the airport.
And then we met a fella and he had a lovely hat.
If you think about it, the highlight of our little day trip wasn't a match, because that was the biggest disaster. But pretty much everything else on the day
it was nice to get out from the city.
At least nice to get out and about.
Just to see a different part.
And the train station, did you see the celery?
Yeah, they had celery growing
outside. They had free celery in the train station.
There was a little sign saying,
When the crops are ready, take what you need.
Dave Thomas is absolutely bored shitless. He's on his phone. He's not even watching.
It's definitely worth. Like, if anyone's over there for a couple of days, take a spin out. It's a nice little village, and have a nice bit of grove. Just a nice place to be out. It's a beach, you know.
There is a beach. Yeah.
Brilliant. That'll do.
who it was. I was watching a documentary just before the World Cup, actually. Mm-hmm. It was a documentary on... Was it fucking
Serbia?
That's
great. Serbian. Cheers, thanks for
that. None of this is going in. None of this is going in. I'm just talking to you lads. This isn't for the sake of the pod.
And that's where we're done.
When honored, your name traveled Earth. I know that you are, and you will be as you were. I want to live, I want to die in Sweden.
A flag.
Well, pull a fucking Sony Wii in it if you want.
That's absolutely brilliant. You cannot even attempt to get a better one in bike. Just coming out of you, it's just like, yeah, you know when you're playing the Sony Wii?
And that little fella Mario the Hedgehog is on it.
Mario the Hedgehog! absolutely legend. Oh, fucking
what
hell.
Else is what? When you
actually I saw Sharknado, that's it for me.
No, man, Sharknado that's 2. You have to see Sharknado 2.
That's the one I saw.
Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus. The shark jumps up like tens of thousands of feet into the sky
and grabs a Boeing 747. Right? And the best bit is, you're watching it, right? No, seriously, you have to see the trailer because you're watching it. And like you can see, it's just them on the plane. Right? There's just nothing going on, right? And it's like, you hit a bit of turbulence and you see, it's okay. And they say, don't you worry, it's just a bit of turbulence. That's okay, we're just at a honeymoon here. And my wife here, she's a bit scared, a bit moan. It's okay.
But this fella kind of
got. And then a man looks out the window, a shark!
But he kind of goes like this out the window, like this big exaggerated. And then there's a shark jumping up, it's fucking deadly.
You just see the shark grab the wing and
Right, next one up is from Kaelin. Kaelin's wondering, out of the popular Irish group, The Corrs, which would be your favourite, musically speaking, I presume?
Andrea. Oh, no, actually, that's a lie. I don't know why I said that at all. Sharon Corr is by far my favourite back in the day.
I would have said
back
that
in the day,
well,
yeah. Sharon. Although, I do know for a fact that the drummer, Caroline, had an awful habit of wearing skirts or dresses, and she'd be sat up there. Now, as any drummer will know, especially if you're up on stage.
You're a drummer yourself.
I am a drummer myself, yeah. When you've got your hi-hat to the left and your bass drum pedal to the right, it's going to create a bit of a 70-degree angle in where your legs are going.
Yeah.
And if you're wearing a skirt or an old guna,
yeah,
it gives you a grand old view of she's up about 6 feet on the stage, you know what I mean? And he's sitting there rubbing the legs herself, saying, she might be the ugly of the three, but she's the only one showing me up.
Okay. For fuck's sake. We've just blown all the questions there. With that fucking. That's just. That was the last question.
Leave it in.
I'm watching. I did see. Well, I saw her knickers. Oh, Arsenal, you dirty fucking cunts. In the 89th minute, you fucking.
They've done that all season. They have done that all season.
Giroud, I bet you. That Sanchez. Oh, yeah, we fucking.
All season.
Dirty Sanchez.
We're better off
dirty. Dirty Sanchez.
Dirty. The only way this can get worse is if Everton fucking get a late winner against Hull.
Never figured out my name was Connor. He's all his name was O'Connor, but like, you didn't know teachers' first names, like, yeah. You know what I mean? So I was like, the fuck? So anyone would say to me, like, you know, why is he called Pock? Like, I just used to say, they call him Packet of Crisps. For years, it was about 5th year, I realised, can't be called Packet of Crisps. His first name is. And it sort of says Patrick, you dope. Like, I knew that yourself.
Oh Christ. No, that didn't happen on Matt Busby. He ignored the time because he made the time himself.
You make it on time.
A rebel. He had commitment, character, and he was a rebel. He didn't suffer fools gladly. He threw those idiots out. Me and John were first down the list. That's the way it happened.
Feisty.
Rebellious. That's the way it was in my day. I was a great footballer. John there, he was a great footballer.
John's great.
Great.
Liam.
Great. One of the greatest footballers of all time. But just because they're great footballers doesn't mean they're right.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. On the 12th day, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming like Olympus above the Serengeti. Ba, 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 da, ba, ba. 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping. Nine ladies dancing, they were dancing for me. Ba, 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 do. 8 maids a-milking, they were milking just for me. Ba, 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 do. I had Christmas down in Africa. Ba, 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 do.
Sort of reminds me of, remember Championship Manager, you could go into the, like, the editor and you could do whatever you want to, like, for, you know, when you're starting a new game, you could have, like, you could have all the money or whatever, but I used to just put Gary Neville on a 2-year course of chemotherapy.
At least we're open about our fucking misery on New Year's Eve.
Look, someone's got to fucking try and lift it here. Okay, right.
Christmas Eve is like great. But New Year's Eve is just forced fucking fake happiness.
Yeah.
Lots of misery happens over New Year's. Just fuck off with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, and like, we're Irish, like, we know how to make a session out of nothing, like, St. Paddy's Day. Like, that's the biggest non-entity session ever. But at least that can be a bit of crap.
A Welsh lad was enslaved and brought to this country, right? And what do we do? Celebrate with him.
It sounds like what we've done. It sounds like what we've done with Dave Thomas.
Frankly, it's what Mick's worried about today as well. Let's be honest. Mick looks nervous.
I'll just lock the bunker door.
I couldn't deal with that. That helmet. I just can't deal with the helmet.
Jember had the chin strap as well for a while. With the helmet as a number on and all.
Good. He's broken. You don't want to be signed up.
And not only that, it's like, it's a bad helmet. It's not like a proper rugby helmet. It's like he's got fucking a rugby helmet with two fucking swimming rings stuck up the side of it and inflated
that?
To fucking maximum mushroom.
Yeah, and he found it out the shed, like, as well. It's not even, it's, like, there's nothing kind of, there's nothing.
It's his uncle's old one, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like he has that mushroom head from Mario.
Yeah.
Do you remember when he with the mushroom head?
Yeah.
Fucking Peter Mushroom head.
Peter
piss
Mushroom,
off.
Fuck off. No,
he's a Happy New Year wanker, guaranteed.
There's only Manchester and the team.
Di Maria is playing.
Di Maria is playing.
Did anyone see that fucking? Was it you that sent it on?
The one with the rat.
They took our devil and we've gotten our angel.
Our angel, yeah.
Oh, puke. My dear puke. God.
I love the picture of the rat in the Manchester United varsity jacket. Just a rat in the varsity jacket. Fucking class. You don't even have to try. It's just a rat.
Yeah.
They should actually buy Roland Rat and get him to post the programme. Yeah. This is Angel Corner.
What's your man,
Splinter from the teenage.
That was going to say.
Yeah, yeah. Splinter Di Maria.
He's a rat.
Splinter. No, Raphael.
I'm going to fall.
You must kill the man in the head.
Splinter on United jersey.
Raphael's still there as well, isn't he?
Huh? Raphael is probably right. Splinter Di Maria, Raphael.
Oh, magic. Oh, man.
There has to be a couple more turtles.
Is there a Leonardo?
Few turtles' heads.
Yeah. Fucking me.
I got what I'm doing.
What am I meant to be doing? How the fuck did I get this job? This is great stuff.
He does go to bed in football jersey.
Oh, absolutely. I bet you he has his own kit. I bet you Brendan says, oh, come on, look, one of the lads isn't using the numbers. We'll look, you can have this number.
Pascal,
right?
41.
Yeah, yeah. It was probably Pascal 45 and Ballantyne. No, he can't tell me number, boss.
the fuck was that?
I'll do the accent
right there.
Okay, oh yeah,
leave it to
some Dublin accent, isn't it?
Leave it to the boot, lad. Oh, man,
leave it to the lad from Bootle.
Oh, Jesus.